The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
Toucher.
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Rich.
He's a disruptive influence.
It's the Toucher and Rich Show.
Well, who's going to relate to that?
Get in touch with Toucher and Rich. Call 617-779-0985. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You can play with numbers, but some numbers you can never change. Numbers 515, 575. 515, 575.
Crazy, right?
515, 575.
That's God's number.
515, 575.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program, 617-779-0985. Yesterday, John Wallach and I went out to the Bruins Media Day and to talk to Chara, Cassidy, and Marchand. Those were the three guys that we wanted. We got them in a pretty good rhythm. We got them at a good pace. And then the phone gets a text from Rich around 4:15 in the morning and said, who has them? Tell him who has them. And now the audio is unplayable.
Well, we don't know that yet. It sounds like you may have been sent the wrong recording. Like, because you guys are sitting there with a microphone, but the recording sounds like it came from somebody who was standing like away from you guys in the room. It would be like somebody doing something with like a cell phone camera like 10 feet away from you guys.
Were we being taped on a cell phone camera?
No. I don't know what Tim was doing behind us there. Obviously, I was focused on the interview, but we had a microphone, so it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, no. This is whatever the audio is, it's not from the microphone. Because you could tell, I mean, you know, when you hold a microphone to each other's mouth, you can tell who's louder. But, I mean, y'all are both at the same volume, but it's both distant. You know what I mean? You can tell it's not from the microphone.
The recording was from across the room.
Yeah, from across the room. So it sounds like they just sent us the wrong one. But the thing is I have no idea who this guy was who recorded it for you guys.
It was someone from Hot.
Well, that helps.
Narrows down the field.
This is great.
He works in the building.
Did his face tell you who it was?
He did, but he says he's contacting him, and I have no idea who this person is. So I don't know who this is.
So we would basically have to bring in the equipment.
I guess so, yeah. Or he could just, he emailed the wrong file or something. I don't know. I mean, because if you record it from a microphone, then it should sound fine. It shouldn't sound like this. This did not come from the microphone you were using. That I do know. Because it sounds distant.
You know what he probably did? Is there were like two like little things at the end of the recorder.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't use the microphone.
Oh, good. What do you mean, two little things?
I asked him. Yeah, on the recorder, there were two microphones on top of it, and the recorder was, I don't know, 5 feet from us. You think that's what happened?
Yep.
No, anybody who's worked in radio for more than a week would know that. Look at the levels, and you see where the levels are.
Well, I asked him after the first interview, how does it sound? He said, because I was worried I was swallowing the microphone. And he's like, no, it sounds great. You and Fred and Brad, because we did Marchand first, sound great. So I assume the recording level was fine. You just got emailed the wrong file. That's what I choose to go with.
That's what I'm assuming. Because, I mean, if you're standing there with a microphone back and forth, then it should be no problem that it's recorded that
way. He heard it in his headphones and it sounded good.
Yeah. Then it should more than likely be recorded well. Yes.
Okay.
There's no reason it should sound bad. It sounds like he sent the wrong file. Now, that being said, you know, we're set to play one of these in a little over an hour, and I would kind of like to know where these files are.
Yeah.
Yeah, is he calling this kid, or is he just texting him?
Okay, so here's the deal. Somebody who works for our station is calling him. Maybe we need to get on to that. Nick, could you try to shake some trees? See if you can get a hold of this gentleman?
You have his number?
I've never heard of this person before.
I had never met him before yesterday.
I'd never met him before yesterday either.
Okay.
All I know is I'm going to not like him at all.
I mean, there's a...
If I hauled my ass out there at in the middle of the afternoon...
Especially after all of the back and forth that we had with the Bruins, because this
was... Oh, there was a flurry of texts, man.
Oh, there was. And there were people who, you know, who are weren't working yesterday that were trying to help out with everything. I mean, it was...
Nicholas, what are you doing?
Well, here it is. He needs the name. He needs the name of the guy.
I know he does, but he moves very slow.
Okay. That's the person's name. I have no idea who that is. Okay.
Do you know the name, or do you have to write it down?
I know the name.
Okay. Now, what is the plan from here, for, as far as you're concerned?
Trying to get a hold of that guy.
No, I know, but I just want to know how. What's your plan?
I'm going to reach out to Tim.
You're going to reach out?
No. I already did. Reach out to the other guy. Tim is trying to call this guy.
You're asking an awful lot from young Nicholas.
Just
we're double teaming is what this is.
We have a directory for the entire company. Call that guy.
Oh, he's never going to be able to find that.
I say, nearly dead Nick comes through here. He's the hero of the morning.
At least he gets an answer.
It has to be described in such great detail, though, for him to be able to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but...
I mean, this is a guy who was trying to describe stuff in Sarge's house and just said, it's a plaque, and you go, what's on the plaque? He's like, but... a plaque.
I'm not going to knock Nick. He had a banner day yesterday, and
I know
in
he
a good
did.
Way.
That's fine.
Not sarcastic.
He's good at what he does with the street audio, but when it comes time to get minutiae, do the simplest of things.
I'm excited, too, because from what you tell me, you got Char to laugh.
Yeah, which, it was really, it was earth-moving. I looked like, huh?
Yeah, he had this
big smile.
Is this
actually happening?
See, that's
great.
Kind of terrifying, but at the same time, don't you feel like you've accomplished something great if you've made Zdeno Chara laugh?
He actually had the right attitude when he walked in. I mean, he was ready for this kind of discussion.
He's known us forever. I mean,
since he's been here, that was obvious.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, he
Nicholas,
obviously...
are you answering the phone or are you calling this guy? Is he answering the phone or is he calling the person?
He was answering the phone.
Okay. All right. All I care about is you getting in touch with this guy. That's all. Call him 45 times if you have to. He's screwed up.
Right. Call till he wakes up. We need that audio.
I mean, it's something that he made a mistake, which is fine, but it has to be reconciled soon. So, I mean, he needs to wake up, and unfortunately, he's going to have to probably come in. And if he leaves now, he'll get here in time. And we can figure that all out.
And you got Marchand. Obviously, he was always in a good mood. Cassidy's one of the best interviews out there.
Yeah, Marchand was fine.
Yeah, Marchand's always good.
Cassidy was pretty good.
Cassidy's a great interview. I wish he'd do more of them, you know?
Yeah, I think we're having some confusion now.
Okay.
Dan, what's the situation in that room?
We're efforting a number. That's what he's efforting a number.
Okay.
Okay.
But he's on it.
Okay. How is he efforting a number?
Looking in the directory. There's a company directory.
All right.
The company directory has everyone's office numbers on it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So why don't we text the kid that Rich was texting with?
He just texted me and said he's calling him now.
Okay. I want to call him.
Okay.
Just send us his number and his name. And we'll call him. And believe me, you will call him. We'll call him. I don't need him to call him. I need us to call him. Oh, my God.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Things look bad now, Fred, but I'm telling you, everything will be perfect in about an hour. You're going to say, I can't believe it all worked out this way.
I'm going to say there's a 15% chance we can play the audio.
Well, that's not true. I mean, because I could actually do some manipulating, and I can try to boost what we got, and it'll sound fine, but it won't sound like, you know, most remote interviews are done.
What is young Nicholas doing now?
he's still trying to get the number.
No, but you have the number.
I don't have the number. I have that guy's number, and I just texted him. I said, what's the dude's number?
Okay, now we have it. Or does he not want to give it up? Is it a state secret?
No. He just gave me his full name. Okay, what's his number?
I swear.
Because he goes by the nickname, and I'm like, all right, well, what's the guy's name? You know, what's his number?
Yeah.
What's got it. All right. Here all we go.
Go give it to Nicholas.
There it is. Here we go.
Look at how fast Nicholas moves, too. All right, there he goes. Now he's got a pep in his step.
I'm telling you, this is going to happen, Fred. Have some confidence.
In fairness,
you can't elevate that heart rate.
In fairness,
that's true. In fairness, that valve is in trouble.
In fairness, young Nicholas is having some. He has massive heart issues.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
Some confidence. We already passed step one. We have the number we need to call, and now it's just a matter of bombarding that number until we get an answer.
Yes, it needs to be bombarded.
That's step two. And step three is, okay, maybe the actual recording device is here in the building. That's possible. Who knows? He might not have taken it home. He might have came back to work here and left it here in the building. He works in the building. He works downstairs. So nearly dead Nick goes downstairs, gets the recorder, gives it to Rich. Kablam. Problem solved.
Blammo.
That's right.
Is that what we're saying?
That's what we're saying.
All right. This is one situation where I actually have like about a 75%.
No, I see. I'm with you, Rich. I think confidence is high here. I think that communication will happen.
You can't sit there with a microphone going back and forth like that. I know. I probably could be surprised. I mean, listen, nothing shocks me anymore.
We've been in the business. We've both been in the business for 20 years.
Now, hopefully this gentleman doesn't realize. I mean, maybe there's a chance he's trying to slip one past the goalie. That could happen where he knows he screwed up. And he's just like, yeah, I'll send it to them here. And maybe they won't notice. Maybe that's the case. There was one time where I did that. I was supposed to go with a friend of mine, the guy I was working for, and he had an interview with Jon Stewart. We were in New York at the Daily Show, and I had a battery that had 45 minutes left on it. I'm like, great. You know, how long is the Jon Stewart interview going to be? He ended up talking to us for an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not even on you.
And after 45 minutes was done, I didn't have the heart to tell him that my recorder was dead.
Well, yeah, you did the right thing, but I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, that's too long an interview.
So I just, all right, just ended early.
Well, we are going to have to break, but young Nicholas.
And hopefully.
Just keep calling.
We will have Zdeno Chara laughing this morning.
I just want you to call and call and call and call and call. The guy kind of screwed up. I don't even know his name, but I would like you to wake him up. Just, he needs to get up and he needs to rectify this.
Some pressing questions were answered by the Bruins captain in this interview.
Excellent. News being broken. Yeah. If we had the audio.
Well, listen,
if we're not going to play it, then make up some stuff.
Okay.
just say how huge it was.
I don't care what it sounds like. We're playing it. All right. We'll be right back with everything that happened last night. Rich, what happened last evening?
Oh, well, we got a little more information on just how injured Rob Gronkowski is. On top of that, Patrick Mahomes is a damn wizard.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub or Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 7:30 and 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Pats take on the Colts Thursday night at Gillette.
What happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. No matter what time of day it is, two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now you can get two for $5 at Dunkin' Donuts. Go twos. Participation may vary. After Sunday's shellacking of the Miami Dolphins, the Patriots have to immediately turn around and get ready for every player's favorite game of the season, Thursday Night Football. And despite the team not practicing yesterday, all teams that play on Thursday night are required to submit an injury report on Monday. And what we learned is that if the Patriots did practice yesterday, Gronk wouldn't have been there. However, Adam Schefter says the injury is not serious and that Gronk is expected to be questionable for Thursday. Meanwhile, the following players have been limited. Adam Butler, he had obviously a knee problem. Josh Gordon with a hamstring. Jacob Hollister, Orlando Roberts, Eric Rowe, and Danny Shelton. Now, Tom Brady was indeed asked about having his best buddy who is going to be back, Julian Edelman, on the field with him, and he seemed very happy.
I know his body language. I know his his ability to get open, my confidence in him. All those things come up, so when you get matchups and he's open, I mean, he gets open so quick. I think that's the thing about Julian, his explosiveness in the routes, in and out of breaks. It's very comforting for a quarterback to see a guy get open really early in a route.
I saw Mike Reese say yesterday, there was a squirrel sighting at Foxborough.
Hey.
Julian Edelman. I think that's one that didn't quite stick.
No,
squirrel thing.
I didn't even know that what you were talking about, as a matter of fact.
He wrote a children's book about him being a squirrel.
Oh, Reese, that's exactly why I don't know. All right, so What will be interesting Thursday night is seeing how a 32-year-old coming off a basically a PED suspension that had major knee surgery, just how quick he is.
Well, I know that when we had, who was it? It was Mike Giardi on. He was saying that in the preseason, he was worried about Edelman because he looked awful. But I mean, then again, you know, as you said, anyone coming off that surgery, it's going to be tough to get back to where you were. Hey, maybe the four.
If you ever get back to where you were.
Maybe, if you ever do. But these guys do. I mean, that's the one thing about that. I mean, in the NFL, it's kind of crazy how quickly these guys get back.
32-year-old receivers coming off PED.
The age is going to make it tougher. You're right. It is. Now, we did learn something yesterday.
Do we have an example of someone that age coming
Welker,
back?
Remember, Welker's knee exploded on him in 09? I'm trying to figure out, as we're talking here, how old he was when that happened.
Okay, because he was significantly slower when he was with Denver.
Yes, he was. But when he came back to the Patriots after good. Torn ACL, he did look good. So hang on a second.
Well, we also, while you're looking that up, we learned yesterday that our good friend Rob Ninkovich had been working with Edelman in the offseason. Here he is last night on NBC Sports Boston talking about it over some smooth jazz music.
What was it like, Nate, working
great.
Out with Edelman?
I've been helping him out. So he's ready to go, and he looks really good, looks fast. I think people forget that he did have an ACL last year, so that's not the easiest injury to come back from. So, you know, I think that he's gonna do well. He's gonna run the routes that he's always run. Now it's just gonna be volume. So everyone's like, once Julian's back. Well, look, he's had an ACL. He's coming back. But if he has 15 touches or, you know, 15 receptions and he's getting pounded his first week back, I mean, that might not be the best for long-term Julian Edelman. So, you know, I think he looks...
I can't even what he's saying. All I'm thinking is that they're doing this live from Sculler's Jazz Club.
All I know is that the guy, one of those guys has got a big black ponytail. He's just
in the band.
In the band. He's just like... Scoop-a-doo.
I just see him leaving Sculler's, walking into the lobby of the Doubletree and grabbing a free cookie. Oh yeah!
They just looking at each other like
I have that visual in my head. I've seen that happen.
They're looking at each other, just like we are in the pocket.
Yeah,
you get going, Ninkovich.
We're feeling pretty good. Well, Giselle's got a brand new book that's coming out today, and Tom Brady plugged it and said, hey, I know what I'm getting into.
You know, reading certain things that you may not think or you may not know about someone that maybe you project you may know, but you really don't. And you realize that everyone goes through difficult things and obstacles that really shape who they are. I certainly have. She has. And I'm very proud of her for writing those things down and sharing them with the world. So go buy it. All the money is going to charity, to her her clean water project, which is an exceptional project in the south of Brazil. So hopefully this gets me a kiss tonight.
I hope so.
Smoocheroo
from the old wife. You know what? I really am interested in the story of someone who's like, I'm extremely attractive, so they pay me to take pictures. The end.
Well, I mean, the life of a supermodel can be pretty
insane.
You
know what, Rich? It's going to be a tell-all. It's going to have so much dirty laundry aired. It's going to be a real barn burner.
Once again, I want to know what's the story that sells the book? Like, is there a story that sells the book? Because apparently she's going to talk about it this morning.
It's going to be like, I was born in like a small village, and then, you know, I never thought I was going to get out, and... Then, you know, at the age of 15, people said, wow, you're really good looking.
Why would you buy that when you've got Zolak's book coming out today? That's what you got to get. If These Walls Could Talk, not the HBO lesbian movie. It is different. The one that spawned the sequel, If These Walls Could Talk, too.
If you've ever heard Scott Zolak and said, this man knows how to write prose, that is the book for you.
Well, that's why you, of course, get Jeff Howe on in the mix, who is a good writer. And I just wonder, we're going to have Jeff Howe on to talk about that and other stuff. I just want to know what it's like trying to rein in Scott Zolak for a session of getting stories out of him.
You don't.
Flipping out.
You just turn on the recorder and say, go.
If it works.
And you don't have to ask any questions.
Yeah, here's how you do it. You're going to get paid in some way, shape, or form. And I don't think it's a cut of the book sales either. I don't think Scott's sitting down and going, you know, I'll write this book with you. I'll get a percentage of the sales. I think Scott's like, give me this amount of money, and I will sit down and talk to you.
And yes, and I will make your rambling sound somewhat coherent.
At least if he had any business sense, that's the way he would have done it.
Well, Tom Brady was saying, on Thursday Night Football, nobody really likes it, but, you know, every team's going through the same thing.
To me, it's a frame of mind. You know, you do your best you can to get ready, and they got the same amount of time, and that's where the competition is. It just doesn't start Thursday night. It's really already started after this last game, and it's basically like a Thursday afternoon. of a game week. Kind of balance the physical preparation and mental preparation and emotional preparation. All those things go into it. And the team that prepares the best and gives themselves the best opportunity to go execute the best.
They're the one that's going to win. Thank you. Appreciate that inside knowledge.
Welker spent six seasons with the Patriots, and the year after his torn ACL was far and away his worst. However, not horrible. 123 catches in 09.
Yeah. How old was he?
He was 28 going into 29. He was approaching his 29th birthday when he tore his ACL.
And was he ever the same?
Yes, he was. He came back, but 2 years later. I mean, he had 123 catches, tore his ACL last game of the regular season in 09, didn't miss any games, came back in 2010. We were all shocked by that. 86 catches. But, you know, yards per game off by 40, you know, yardage off by 500.
Yeah.
I mean, again, Edelman's numbers are going to be down because he's already missing the first four games of the season.
But you're saying it takes over a year.
It took another year for him to get back to normal the year after the torn ACL, far and away his worst in a Patriot uniform.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. If you use history as a barometer, Edelman's going to suck.
At least he might be another reason that people might not double team Gronk anymore. Like, just having Josh Gordon out there last week helped just by his presence being there, and maybe having Julian out there might do the same.
By the way, this has been fairly overlooked. Brady did not look good on Sunday. So there's a little bit of that as well.
I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, he had like those ill-advised.
He did not look like himself.
Oh, you see, I thought that pass to James White where he just caught clobbered was classic.
Well, no, he threw it to a spot where he hoped White would run under, and he did. But those two interceptions are very un-Brady-like. I mean, you still have guys. You have one guy who's learning on the job in Josh Gordon and probably won't have full grasp of the offense until the end of the season, if by then. You have Gronkowski who's being double-teamed that is now hurt. And you got Hogan who can't get any separation from anyone, and you don't know what you're going to get from Philip Dorsett week in and week out. I mean,
Brady did not look like Brady on Sunday.
Yeah, he's hamstrung by the people that are around him at the moment.
And I tend to believe that.
By the way, that's not going away. I mean, Edelman is not going to be full speed when he gets back on Thursday night. You got to figure he's going to be limited. Gordon's still limited. Hogan still can't get any separation, although he'll be facing a worse defensive back this time.
And you beat a team that everyone thought that at the beginning of the season that this was something that a team that you would roll over.
No, the offense isn't back to full speed. The offense is maybe taking steps forward, but still a work in progress.
You know, if you're asking about a 32-year-old guy that, you know, has come back from an ACL injury, there is one person who's probably the closest example, and that was Jordy Nelson. He was the NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2016. Now, it was 2015 that he missed with a torn ACL that happened during the preseason.
And then didn't he miss all of last year?
Just as he had in 2000, he had a full slate. I don't know. I don't know the year after he actually did really well. And he was like, I think he was 31.
Different kind of receiver too.
Yeah.
But you're asking for a receiver who was about 32 years old, who tore his ACL and came back.
But
that's as close as I can find right
Nelson's
now.
Nelson's more straight line outside. I mean, he can run go routes outside the numbers. Edelman and requires to push off on that knee to get open
option
routes.
Jordy Nelson has fallen off the table. I mean, Jordy Nelson is not even a little bit like the player he used to be.
But he had a very good year the year after the ACL injury. Absolutely. So, I mean, he said you asked
how
for
old
like
was he?
31.
Okay. All right. We will be back. We will have what for the people, Rich?
We will talk about that game last night, Monday Night Football. On top of that, the NL had some interesting games yesterday, and Yasiel Puig yells at the reporters in the locker room.
Remember, this morning at 7:30 and 9:30, we got Patriots tickets for Thursday night. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. Remember, your tickets for the Patriots game on Thursday coming up on 7:30 and 9:30. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, Patrick Mahomes is what Sam Darnold was 3 weeks ago, Ryan Fitzpatrick was 2 weeks ago, and Mitch Trubisky was 2 days ago, so you know it's going to last.
Here's Hunt, and he's in for the score! Kansas City takes the lead!
So the Chiefs walk away from Monday Night Football, one of only two undefeated teams in the NFL. They beat the Broncos last night, and man, I joke, but Mahomes is must-see television. Although, can we stop with trying to call him Showtime Mahomes? Like, I don't even know why that name
is used.
It's never been used. No one's ever done that before.
Yeah, but the Lakers, if only the Lakers would have thought about that, describing their style of basketball.
I mean, they might have said that, no exaggeration, two dozen times during the game last night. However, he is unbelievable to watch, and we learned last night that the dude's ambidextrous as well.
Kelsey's a man on the track. Here comes Von Miller. Oh, how did he pull that off? He got it to Hill, and they've got a first down.
Any way possible.
He puts it in his left hand.
Dude threw it from his left hand. It was impressive. And the guy just makes big plays. When you think it's over, the guy can run outside the pocket. And I have to be honest. This is going to be, what is it, 2 weeks from now? Is it
it's a week from Sunday.
It's a week from Sunday. Okay, a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
Big game.
Week from Sunday in Foxborough, Kansas City and the Patriots.
So we shall see if the Chiefs are going to be
8:20 at night.
Yeah.
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 Yep. You go Thursday late night, roll that into Sunday.
Very exciting.
Ah,
oh, very nice. Very nice. So that's a Sunday Night Football situation.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Why wouldn't it be?
And one guy who's very happy about how his team's doing is Andy Reid.
When our defense needed to tighten up, they tightened up before the half or at the end of the game. And then on the offensive side, you know, Patrick and
Stop press conference and let me have a snack. Can you picture him with like a big stick, like trying to stick him through the donuts while he talks?
One of my favorite.
Excuse me, could you get away from those? All right. So anyway, the offense was clicking at all cylinders. Hey, sir, those are for the team first.
One of my favorite all-time sports memes is the one of Andy Reid smashing through the wall like the Kool-Aid guy wearing that giant red shirt. Oh, Andy Reid, you were the best. But he's got one hell of a team right now. And other than the Rams, yeah, they're the only undefeated team left. There is only one team that has not won a game at this point, and that would be the Arizona Cardinals, who almost won this weekend against the Seahawks. But
and you know who's an electric color analyst is
Jason Witten?
No. Bruce Arians. He got everything wrong in the game that he talked about.
What game did he do? I didn't see it.
Whatever garbage game, probably the Lions game or something.
I think Detroit might have graduated beyond him.
Well, they played Dallas, so. Yeah.
But that's not a disappointment. Like, I mean, you knew that he was just going to be like, eh.
Well, no, but he's.
Like, Rex Ryan was a disappointment.
They put Rex Ryan in a situation where, you know, you had to be a star. All Andy Reid has to do is analyze crappy games.
No, you mean not Andy Reid. Captain Cool Hat, Kangol.
Arians.
Yeah, Bruce Arians. That's right.
That's all he has.
The Kangol King. Well, there you go. So that should be an interesting game this week from this Sunday. And hey, this was kind of fun yesterday. I don't know if you guys watched any midday baseball.
Here it is. Swinging fly ball in the right center. Broxton is there. And they're the champions. They are the champions. Oh, baby.
Okay, well, that would be the Milwaukee Brewers.
Love Bob Uecker.
They ended up winning against the, Bob Uecker.
Harry Doyle here. I wonder why Bob Uecker still does it. I mean, he's got the Belvedere money.
Yeah. He's been doing the Brewers for, what, 35 years?
Yeah, but he's got the Mr. Belvedere money. Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Maybe he's not as lucrative as we were led to believe.
I think that if you're on a show like Mr. Belvedere, the residual checks keep coming in.
By the way, did you guys, this is so random, but I think it might have been the AV Club. Speaking of Bob Uecker and these analysts and announcers in film, did you read the oral history of the baseball scene from The Naked Gun?
No,
it's phenomenal about how they got all of these guys. Like, as a matter of fact, it was filmed in the stadium opposite the one they wanted because I think it was like the Dodgers didn't want to be involved in anything having to do.
So they filmed it in Anaheim.
Yeah, they filmed it in Anaheim.
So it's Reggie Jackson in an Angels uniform.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah. But it's amazing how they kind of tricked all these people into like doing the movie, and only like one of them got it. Like one of them, like I think they gave each one of the announcers something like $5,000, and they flew them out to Los Angeles and like put them up for the night.
Hey,
Wow.
It was like, but they would give him these absurd lines, and they're like, I'm not reading this. And they're like, you got a contract. They're like, all right, well, I'll read it. And then now, of course, like a lot of these guys say, I get more recognized for my role in The Naked Gun than I actually do out in public. So, I mean, it's pretty good. It was the oral history of that. Well, also, on top of that, Fred, the Dodgers took care of business.
Jansen, here's the 0-2. Got him! And for the sixth straight year, the West belongs to the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. And Yasuo Puig, afterwards, was extremely excited talking to the local reporter.
We're going for more. Hey, Atlanta, I see you soon, baby. And the next one, Chicago, Colorado, no matter who's going, we're going to beat it. And we're going to the World Series again. And this time, we're going to win the World Series. 2018, the big party is here in Los Angeles.
I think he said it all, guys.
Yeah.
No questions. No preguntas.
Hey, you know what? Toes down, baby. No question for him. I'm winning.
Oh, man. He's got his shirt off. He's got the gold chain flowing. And now he's drenching me with beer.
You, sir, are no Muninori Kawasaki.
Let's go.
Just thinking that.
No, you got to have
nice
a
little try.
Have fun when you crap yourselves in the first round that you do every year.
So Colorado, for the wild card game, had to go to L.A. They lost. So now they have to go to Chicago tonight, right?
Yes. Yep, 8 o'clock.
And if they win that one, they have to go to Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Three cities in four nights. Good for Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got, of course, the New York versus Oakland game tomorrow night. That will be 8 o'clock. It's a shame about Ernie Johnson. He's not going to be doing any of the post-game stuff because they found, like, blood clots in his legs. He, like, released something yesterday. But, however, Dennis Eckersley will indeed be involved, from what I heard. I think he's going to be doing that Oakland-New York one. So the Eck is going to be riding out throughout the postseason. Yeah, we know that.
He needs New York City, you know. Needs to go to the old Playboy Club. You know,
is that still around?
Well, in his mind. Wherever there's some mamacitas with curves in all the right places, that's a Playboy Club.
But they have he's calling the Astros and Indians.
Oh, it's the Astros and Indians.
With Don Orsillo.
Okay. Yep. All right. Oh, he's with Don Orsillo.
Yep.
Don't worry. I still got some chicas from my days with Molly Hatchet, Rodian. Don't worry, I got babes in every port, as they used to say. Stick me in Peoria, and I got a black book full of fine tail. All right, Rich, we will take a break, and when we come back, what we talk about?
Kyrie Irving admits that he made life a living hell for teachers all across America. Yeah. And an update on the Le'Veon Bell situation.
I'll be listening this morning at 7:30, 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on the Colts Thursday night at Gillette.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Play the Mass Lottery's Keno and All or Nothing monitor games today at your favorite retail location. Download the Massachusetts Lottery app to check your Keno and All or Nothing tickets, find a retailer and more, all on your smartphone or tablet. To celebrate Keno's 25th anniversary from September 30th through October 20th, play Keno Bonus for a greater chance to multiply your prize. The addition of a 2x bonus multiplier. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
No need to look for spare change under your car seat. Save 20% or more when you switch to Arbella and combine your home and auto insurance. Find your local independent agent at Arbella.com. Here for good.
To help answer some of your Awaken 180 weight loss questions, here's Steve DiFilippo of Davios and Paige, the owner of Awaken 180.
So what's great about Awaken 180 weight loss is we're not limited to the amount of calories that you eat. We don't even talk about calories. In fact, you learn about nutrition, you learn about the things that you can eat and not eat, but calories is not one of them. And what's great about it is I'm healthier now. Right, Paige? Am I eating the right things now?
Absolutely. You know what things are doing in your body. You know what's good. Well, you know what you should stay away from. And we don't like to count calories because, let's be honest, counting calories is not fun. And you feel restricted. And we want you to feel like you can have control over what you're eating, but still not be limited, still not be hungry, still have it be something that's sustainable and provides you with the right amount of energy for your lifestyle.
Call the long-term sustainable solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. 4 locations and a 5th coming soon. How about that? Online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Wendy's 4 for 4 is the deal you can count on every
every day. No catch, no strings attached, just four items for $4. Hence the name, 4 for $4. Choose one of eight great options like the double stack, spicy chicken wrap, or junior bacon cheeseburger. And you get four nuggets, fries, and a drink. A full meal for just $4, only at Wendy's, baby. That's added value multiplied by tons of goodness. Because the 4 for $4 is what you need when you need it. So turn that car around and hit your nearest Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Meal includes four-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and small drink. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Is Greg a good name for a chameleon?
Searching Caribbean.
Wait, I said...
Norwegian Cruise Line has ships sailing all over the world, including the Caribbean, Bermuda, Alaska, and Europe.
Hmm. Do they sail from around here?
Searching. They have ships sailing from Boston and New York City.
Oh, and they have that free at sea promotion too, so I could choose up to 5 free offers. Like free unlimited open bar.
Like is an understatement.
Or free specialty dining.
I wish I could taste things.
I could choose free shore excursions.
Don't forget me. I have a camera.
There's free Wi-Fi.
Or you could bring friends and family for free, like your wife, not Greg.
Maybe I should book a suite or the Haven and get all 5.
That's a win, 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 win. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Book now and get 1, 2, or all 5 offers for free, up to $2,700 in value. Visit ncl.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Every time I see you,
of New England invites you to fall in love with the brand new 2019 Subaru Outback, starting at only $26,345, or lease for only $285 per month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Equipped with symmetrical all-wheel drive and X-Mode standard, the Outback is ready to tackle life's greatest challenges. It's easy to fall in love with the 2019 all-wheel drive Subaru Outback, starting at only $26,345. Or lease for only $285 per month. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Now through October 12th, join Planet Fitness for just $5 down, $10 a month, no commitment. It's a clean, friendly, totally not haunted place to work out. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone.
See club for detail.
What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from AZEK and TimberTech? Visit CCL's Homescape Showroom in Abington and see a huge selection of AZEK and TimberTech products. AZEK decks are a low-maintenance alternative to wood, and the experts at CCL will help you get it done so you can enjoy the season from your new deck. Visit CCLCO.com.
With free support for life, Awaken 180 stands for your success. If you need to lose weight, do it once and do it right with a long-term solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
This hour of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by the Boston area campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Visit GoCSB.com for more details.
Afternoons at 2. Felger and Maz.
Impressed by Sony Michel yesterday, Maz?
No, I wasn't. And look, the numbers are good. Don't get me wrong. I thought the performance yesterday by Michel and Murray, I know you're going to counter, was really more about the offensive line. There were a couple of runs that stuck out to me with Michel, but I don't remember many plays where he made it happen. I'm not saying the guy's a total bum. I didn't see anything yesterday that you couldn't have got from a guy in the fourth round. There was nothing there that made me go, ooh, wow, look at that guy. He's a game breaker. I didn't see it. I still don't see it.
Felger and Maz. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Tickets to see the Patriots on Thursday coming up at 7:30 and 9:30 this morning. Rich, we have a very special caller.
Okay.
Now my thing's not opening, but I can tell you this, is that it is our good friend Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay, hello.
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
How are you doing?
You guys fired up?
Yeah, you're often up early in the morning, Jim Irsay.
Well, I got to get up at a certain time to have my morning cocktail, man.
Okay, what do you usually enjoy in the morning?
Oh, well, I mean, it's not booze or anything bad like that, man. It's for chlamydia.
Okay.
So you have to take the chlamydia drugs at a certain point every day?
Yeah, man. My doctor calls it a cocktail. He says it's like the toughest chlamydia he's ever seen, man. He says it's like my chlamydia has like a tribal tattoo and wearing an affliction t-shirt, man.
It's got its own affliction t-shirt. So do you any idea where you by any chance got that chlamydia?
I don't know, man. Might be up near you guys. I'm on my way back up. Thursday night.
Now you're coming up to the Boston area?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm the advanced scout for the team.
Now, what do you do? You go up there and what exactly do you scout?
Oh, man, you know, like the local attraction, the local talent, man. You know, my friend Mark's got a sweet piece up here.
We lost that last part. Your friend what?
My friend Mark Davis, man. He's got a pretty sweet piece up in the area.
Really? In New England?
Yeah, man. I don't know her name. He just calls her Wallach's mom.
Wallach's mom, yes, that's right. Yeah.
So you're saying that, Jim Irsay, you're having a relationship with Wallach's mom?
Oh, man. You know, I like MILF, GILF. Sylphs. I like them all, man.
Now, what's
the last one?
A tilf?
A sylph, man? That's a sofa. You know, sometimes it's like you get a little desperate in a port in a storm, man.
I can't hear half the things
you're saying. Your phone's not great, Jim Irsay, but I think he said that involved a sofa.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
That's right. By the way, I Googled Jim Irsay's name yesterday, and as you're writing it in, it says Jim Irsay, and the very first thing is, hey, Quentin, it says after that.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Hey, Quentin.
Hey, you fired up?
Hey, I ain't your dad's owner.
No
Let's
way.
Put it this way.
All they keep telling me and all they've told me is how damn good you are.
You're out of sight.
Has his skin got any less red? Do you remember that interview he did like 2 years ago on Monday Night Football? And it was just, I mean, he looked like a red balloon ready to pop. I mean, it just clog my arteries.
Yeah, I think it was other things. I'm not positive it was. I mean, his heart might give out.
The blood circulation was at a minimum. Let's put it that way.
Yes, indeed.
By the way, Kyrie Irving was at the big Forbes conference here in town, and he was told the world something that he told us last year.
You said you're joking, and then you weren't joking. So which is it?
Talk about the earth being flat.
Well, I mean, hopefully after this, I'm done answering. Good. Let's clear it up for good. You never have to be asked again. Clear it up for good. I mean, people are going to ask me regardless, but I think the like what you say and what you do and how you mean it. At the time, I was like huge into conspiracies. Everybody's been there. Everybody's been there. Like, yo, what's going on with our world? You know, like you click a YouTube click and it goes like how deep the rabbit hole goes. It's like, yo, you start telling all your friends like, yo, did you see that? Watch this video. I'm telling you. And at the time, it was like, you're like innocent in it, but you realize the effect of the power of voice. And even if you believe in that, it's like, you just, like, well, don't come out and say that stuff. That's for intimate conversations, because perception, how you're received, it just changes. Like, no, I'm actually a smart-ass individual. Like, no, it's just, yeah. Like, so it's not like, it's not like I was just coming out and saying that. So it was like, at the time, just didn't realize the effect. And right. I was definitely, at that time, like, I'm a big conspiracy theorist. You can't tell me anything. Right. So, yeah, I'm sorry about all that, you know, for all the science teachers, everybody coming up to me like, you know, I got to reteach my whole curriculum. I'm sorry. I apologize.
And he told us that last year.
So well, I'll also say that there is a great responsibility on his shoulders. And he is very intelligent in the fact that he bought into all those conspiracy theories, including that the world was flat.
No, he was messing with people.
He said that he was way into conspiracy theories. And regardless of such, I like that, you know, teachers were coming up to him. Uh-huh. All the teachers were coming up to you in a single file line and complaining. Like, kids were, like, just saying, Kyrie Irving said the world was flat. Now this is all I believe.
I'm sure he had a teacher or two come up to him.
Oh, Jesus, Rich, where?
Listen, he's a pretty famous guy.
I know. Where did they come up to him? And what kids are paying attention to Kyrie Irving about the world being flat?
I have no idea. But I wouldn't.
I think that it's another example of athletes believing that their power. I'd like to apologize because, you know, I've misled so much of the youth into thinking that the world was flat. Oh, Kyrie, thank you. You have confused a generation of children. Please. I mean, it's a goof. It's like it's done. But the fact that he said that we've all been there into conspiracy theories. No.
I got a friend who still believes. Like, and he's a smart guy. He graduated from, you know, a great school.
Does he refer to himself as smart guy like Kyrie Irving just did?
No, he does not. But he is a very smart guy. He would never call himself that. And he still believes we were never on the moon.
Fair enough.
Like, that is like something that he will get in a fight with you.
Fair enough.
If you try to argue with him.
Very good. But did he stand up there and say that the power of his words saying the earth was flat and then go on to say how smart he was? That he was a smart-ass guy? He must have.
Well, smart ass is different than smart guy.
No, he was saying, I'm a smart ass guy. Like, he was saying, in a way, like, I am smart.
Hey, he went to Duke for like 6 months.
Yeah. But it was in all his classes.
See, I didn't get that. I thought he was saying, I'm a smart ass.
Replay it. He says, I'm a smart ass guy. Dan, how did you read it? He's on the phone. He said, I'm a smart ass guy, meaning that he was an intelligent individual. Is what he was saying.
Not a smart ass as in a sarcastic person. No, I think he definitely, like, I'm a smart ass. I'm really, really smart.
See, I thought he was like, I'm a sarcastic guy.
No,
like, I'm a
smart ass guy. He was being completely genuine during that, and you might have gotten confused due to the laughter that was occurring during that for no reason. But God bless him. And God bless him for, you know, taking a step back and realizing that he was poisoning our youth with his misinformation. Thank you, Kyrie Irving. You are truly an American hero. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. Remember, we got tickets to see the Patriots coming up at 7:30. Also, we'll talk to Jeff Howe and Zdeno Chara.